I already mentioned that my grandfather and his red beard will. And I've also told you that my grandma, his first wife, died when my dad was only 6, and he married this young woman, and she immediately had 6 children. Well, then she died.
Rat poison.
What?
She wasn't very smart with rat poison.
Oh, no. And when she was first married, Dad's sister, she was only 2 when her mother died. And she had a slice of bread and butter with sugar on it. And she laid it down and went out to play. And the stepmother, his second wife, put it down on the floor. And the little girl came up and, oh, a rat. She put rat poisoning on it and set it down on the floor. And I can't remember whether her name was Cora or Julia, which one was younger. But she came in and picked the bread up and ate it. And my dad could remember. She went into convulsions, and my dad picked her up and got on the horse and raced for the doctor, but she was dead when he got to the doctor. My mother told me later that people accused his wife of doing it on purpose, and she said she knew she didn't, said she was just a young, ignorant girl, got married and then had all these children to take care of, and then hers started coming right away, and she just was more than she could handle, and she never felt that she did anything wrong. And, of course, it wasn't smart. And so then when she died, he married a woman that had Ida, who had never had any children. And she had 6. Her children all said he married their mother thinking that that would be the end of the kids. And she fooled him, had 6 more. And I don't think that adds up right. Yes, it does. It comes to 17. So anyhow, they were married the year before my dad and mother were married. So all that last family just came along with the same ages. Lenore was a year older than Wendell, and then Raymond and Rendell were almost the same age. And the girls, one was Mabel and Ellen, and Carly and Seal were all about the same age. And then Aub, and it was his 16th child before one was named after my grandfather. And Aub was named Thomas Osborne after Granddad, but we always called him Aub. And then the youngest one, Ralph, was born just 3 months before I was. And we went to high school. Well, I went with both the boys. And so that was something. And Ralph and I were real buddy-buddy. He was real smart, but Aub was a little Dickens. And but I never saw him till I was in high school. I mean, freshman, we moved down to Southern Illinois. And now Ralph is in real bad shape. And he's living, but he doesn't know anyone. And he was so smarty. He got through high school in 3 years. But he used to say things in school, whisper them to me, and I'd say them, and I'd get in trouble. Okay, that's enough for now.
What about the burying of T.O.?
What?
How he was buried between the wives.
Oh. when T.O. died, why, of course, my grandmother was buried in this little country cemetery way, way away from there, but Granddad was buried in Tamaroa, where all my folks were. And so the second wife was buried, he was buried one side. And boy, those younger girls were going to be sure that their mother was buried on the other side. They weren't going to have her on the other side. There was quite a bit of rivalry between the girls, and at least I would hear it from Mabel and Helen. I never heard it from my older aunts, but from them. Naturally, I'd hear what they said. But my father wasn't that way. But he didn't like, of course, he and Uncle Will, imagine two little boys. And she probably had trouble controlling her or something. He didn't like her. And so Wendell grew up fearing stepmothers. Now, my dad never said in me, put that fear in me, because too many years had gone past. But one day, Seal was acting up like she always did. And Wendell said to her, "You stop that, because you make mother sick and she'll die, and then we'll have a stepmother." So, but we never called Ida anything but Ida. We never called her Grandma or anything. Well, he called her Ida. Everyone called her Ida. I don't know whether she felt bad or not. I don't know. Well, I avoided calling her anything. I'd always say, "The girl's your mother," you know, because I felt kind of funny about it. And so that's enough for now. I'm getting